Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this. Now, it says partly sunny. I'm looking outside. It does not look partly sunny to me. Partly sunny and 56-degree morning here. Tuesday morning, September the 13th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you're just joining us, we talked a lot about a lot of things in hour number one. Before we went to break, we were talking about the story that was on, CNN Business yesterday, I think is what it was, about the headline reads, Burger King has a plan to make you fall in love with the Whopper again. Apparently, Burger King got behind during the pandemic and is not doing very well, so they plan to update their restaurants and spend a lot of money on advertising to get people to enjoy the Whopper again. Now, my question is, does remodeling a restaurant really help you in any particular way enjoy the food more? Because we all know what the Whopper is now. Now, maybe if you're a new restaurant, this would help. But who in America has not either tried a Whopper or is aware of what the Whopper is? I think we all know what the Whopper is. So, if Burger King remodels their stores, is that going to make you want to go get a Whopper more? I don't know. I'm interested. What does the audience out there think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, another thing we talked about earlier, because I went to the city council meeting last night, there was a lot of discussion last night about should fireworks be allowed to be let off in Marion, even on the dates that the governor now allows fireworks to be let off. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's a good idea? Because apparently we do have the power in Marion to change it, and as a matter of fact, and I'm just a talk show host, and I was just there last night to cover the Mary Ellen proclamation, but do you think it's a good idea? I think they banned it last night and went back to the old city ordinance to where you can't let off fireworks on those certain dates. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. But that's what I got out of the meeting last night. Now, it was kind of confusing, as I said, and I think some city council members were even confused, because they were asking, what does a yes no vote mean and what does a no vote mean? Does it mean we're in favor or not in favor of banning fireworks by people who don't know how to use them? I don't know. So what do you think? And again, I live in the county, and I have not noticed this being a huge problem where I live. Now, at least so far. I don't even think this has been in effect a year yet, but I don't hear a lot of fireworks being let off to a great degree, and certainly have not seen it. I think on the 4th of July I saw it more than any other time. But in your neighborhood, is this causing a problem? Kind of interested to know. 740-751-4038. So where do you come down on the fireworks issue? I know a lot of people had a lot to say about this when they changed the law. And again, will the remodel of Burger King make you want to go there more? I thought they just did a remodel within the last 5 years. I thought they remodeled about the same time that Wendy's did their remodel. Maybe a little bit before. Am I dreaming that up? Is that something that did not happen? I thought Burger King has done a remodel in the last 5 years, but maybe another remodel will help. Does a remodel help in getting you in the door of a restaurant? I don't know. Well, here's an interesting story hot off the presses here this morning. Aqua has dispatched crews to repair a large water main break on Barks Road just west of Delaware Avenue. Approximately 350 customers are affected, including an apartment complex, the post office, nursing home. Service interruptions may be required. Estimated repair time and need for affected customers to boil water is unknown until excavation is complete. We'll share more information as it becomes available. Well, I am going to send that over to the newsroom here so we can get that on the news reports. But that's the news story as we have it right now. How about that? Water main break out on Barks Road, just west of Delaware Avenue, leaving 350 customers affected, including the apartment complex, post office, and nursing home out in that area. Not sure what the boil alert's going to be at this point, but we'll get more information as time goes on. Does anybody know anything about that? Has anybody been out on Delaware Avenue and saw a water main break? That's a particularly tough area. You know, the post office, it's probably not a big deal. The apartment complex, I assume a lot of those people probably work during the day, so that's probably not a huge deal right now. But the nursing home, I would think that would be a big deal to lose water at the nursing home. And the boil alert, apparently there will be a boil alert at some point once they get some more details about what exactly happened. So that's that story, 740-751-4038. You know, I tell you, I got a thought the other night. Because one of our longtime listeners, Judy Cressup, called in, and I'm not sure that she was necessarily listening. I think she was just calling in to say hello. So I got a thought about calling people who are having trouble listening to the program right now because of the switch over to internet, just to check in with them, see how they're doing. Because I always said this is kind of like a radio family. And as I said in hour number one, and I've said this more recently, that Lee, I'm not sure, this has probably been going on close to a week now, Lee, one of our longtime listeners, had called Ted Jolliffe, and Ted had called me to get Lee's phone number, and I don't have Lee's phone number. Well, clearly, or I would just call Lee here this morning. I don't have Lee's phone number. So somebody called in and said they were going to get the message to Lee to call Ted Jolliffe back. Well, I don't know if that has ever happened or not, and I feel bad because I want to make sure that Lee gets whatever he needs and Ted Jolliffe gets whatever he needs. So if I had Lee's number or an update on this, does anybody out there listening know how to get in touch with Lee? Or do they know if the message has been passed along that... just letting him know that Ted Jolliffe wants to talk to him, and we'd like to talk to him. I have not heard from Lee in quite a while. Like to know how he's doing. I'm trying to look through some old emails now, see if I can find that, because one of our listeners shot me Lee's phone number. Ah, here it is. I think I might have found it. Now, let me see if this is his number. I don't remember what his number was, so it's kind of hard for me to remember if this was it or not. Let's hope it is. Well, it's ringing. Let's hope it's Lee, because we're just calling people here on the air this morning. Nothing like a phone ringing. Well,
nope,
that is not the number. Well, unfortunately, that is not Lee's number. So, that is not going to help our situation. And I don't think... Well, that's Lee from Marion, but that obviously is not his number. And I'm looking over the information here, and I don't think... you know, the internet's just one of those things that, unfortunately, it's hard to know sometimes what is correct and what is not correct. But if you do know Lee and you're out there listening, have him give us a call so we can get this whole situation sorted out. At one point, I had Lee's phone number, but I don't know what I've done with it. Okay, phone lines are open. Oh, and I want to mention this. Last night, as I said, I was out kind of late last night at the city council meeting, and I drove by Del Taco as the sun was going down, and they are definitely making some progress at the Del Taco. I saw the lights on in there. I saw what almost looked to be a completed restaurant. It looks like they... I saw last week the concrete trucks, the cement trucks working on the parking lot. So I don't think we're too far away, finally, from the Del Taco. How about that? Isn't that going to be something? Has anybody else noted the progress at the Del Taco recently? Does it look to you like they're not too far from opening up at this particular point? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Have you noticed all the progress being made at the Del Taco? Still trying to figure out who the Grand Marshal was of the popcorn parade last week. I don't think it was ever announced before the festival. And apparently has not been announced since. Did anybody go up to the festival and see who was in the first car? The Grand Marshal? I don't know. Not sure who it was. You know, I also, for a long time, I had Judy Summers' phone number. And I thought about giving Judy a call to see how she's doing. Because we've talked to her quite a bit over the years. And I know she'd been ill, and I hope she's doing better. I think her issues might have been allergies as well, from my understanding. You know, I'm going to have to start writing people's phone numbers down is obviously what I'm going to have to do here to make things work a little better. Oh, it's a toll-free call here. Go ahead, caller. Well, I think that was a, what do you call that, spam call? Because it came up toll-free. You know the spam calls that I always get? I get two kinds of spam calls. Number one are the political ones, telling you to vote for somebody. And the other ones are always about your business listing needs changed. And I think we don't have a business listing. So what do we need changed? And that comes to the home phone. So I really don't understand that. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, I was talking on Friday about this new book that I got, 100 Things to Do in Ohio's Amish Country Before You Die. Brandy Gleason is the author of this particular book, and it's a great, great book if you like Amish country here in Ohio. Because the 100 things to do are actually numbered, 1 through 100. And I'll go with number 1 here in the book and just kind of explain how this goes. Eat with the locals at Boyd and Worthman. And it tells you a little bit about Boyd and Worthman. And then it gives you the address and the website of Boyd and Worthman. Now, I'm going to read this. It's a very short passage, so here you go. When you walk in the door at Boyd and Worthman, you'll be hit with a permitting turn of 20th century nostalgia. If you ask anyone around this small but busy town, you'll get the same answer. Not much has changed here in 85 years, and that is what keeps us coming back. Getting a seat here can sometimes be a challenge. Don't be afraid to head to the original green countertop build in the 1940s with seating for nine and order a cup of coffee, which still only costs 99 cents a cup. While the decor doesn't change, the daily menu does. Offers rotate with the seasons. The locally sourced peach pie, strawberry pie, and berry pies draw in locals and out-of-town visitors. And then it tells you that Boyd & Worthman is located at 4819 East Main Street in Berlin, Ohio. It gives you the phone number and the website. And at the bottom, there's a tip. Now, this is how good this book is. The tip is, always check the hours before you go. They change with the tourist seasons. Boyd & Worthman's is closed on Sunday. So that's kind of how this book goes. And there are 100 of these in this book, which is really kind of great. They give you the phone number. They give you the website. They give you the address. They give you a tip. It's amazing. 100 things to do in Ohio's Amish country before you die. Does anybody know the history of Ohio's Amish country? Why do we have such a big Amish population here in Ohio? I know that we've always had Pennsylvania Dutch. I know Pennsylvania has a big population of Amish people. But I'm not sure why Ohio does. Maybe we're just close in proximity. Does anybody know anything about that? Or do you have a tip in Amish country of a place to go or something to do that you enjoy over there that maybe is in this book? I don't know. I haven't ran through all 100 things to do in Amish country yet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any Amish country tips? Now, what I call the real Amish country is where Mary's store is, over in Pfeiffer Station. Love Mary's store. Have not been over there this year, but she's got the best bread and certainly pies. Her pies are very, very delicious. Has anybody made a trip over to Mary's recently and seen how things are going over there? I'm sure they're going well over in Pfeiffer Station. I like that area. It is a throwback, to be sure. 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on Pfeiffer Station, Amish country in Berlin, Ohio? Still don't know who the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Parade was. Will the changes coming to Burger King make you want to fall in love with the Whopper again? I don't know. Does anybody know how long the gas station at Meijer is going to be closed for remodel? And what do you make of fireworks here in Marion? Have they been out of control since the law changed? Don't know. Interested in your opinion. 740-751-4038. Now, I got to tell you, I've had these two prizes to Pizza Hut. One is a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie, Pizza Hut. And the other one is a free single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. And we have not had a chance to give these away. We've tried to get into the Family Feud here from time to time. But each time we've done it, we've kind of gotten off on a tangent and kind of done something else. So I thought, well, let's give this another try this morning and see who's out there. Because we would like to give away some prizes, which you would be able to pick up at the studio on Friday. And considering Friday seems to be food night here in Marion, that's a good day to do it. Now, this is where we left off last time. Let's see if anybody can help this category. Name a reason to celebrate with a party. Now, that was the category. Now, we had graduation, wedding, holiday, and anniversary. Now, there was one answer left. that we do not have. Does anybody know what that answer is? A reason to celebrate with a party. Graduation, wedding, holiday, and anniversary we have, but there's one answer, it was number three on the list, that we do not have as of yet. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Reason to celebrate with a party. What is that missing answer? And if we get enough people entered here this morning, we might give away the breadsticks to Pizza Hut, or the triple chocolate brownie, or the ultimate chocolate chip cookie to Pizza Hut. But this, I'll tell you, it's probably been, we didn't do it on Friday, and I'm not even sure if we did it on Thursday. But there is one answer left that is still eluding people. 34 minutes past the hour here, WGH radio time. What is a reason that people would celebrate with a party? We've got graduation, wedding, holiday, and anniversary. Still one answer left. And it was the number three answer on the list. Number one was graduation. Number two was wedding. Number four was holiday. And number five was anniversary. What was number three? Reason to celebrate with a party. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here, and we'll see if you have the right answer. Again, I'm trying to think of a clue that would help you along with this. I mean, this is a common reason that people have parties. Very common reason. Okay, I'll tell you, I'll give you this hint to kind of finish off this particular category. Number two is a wedding. Okay, if you were having a party at a wedding, what's another type of party in that particular time frame that you might be having? Maybe this person's coming in with the right answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Would you be celebrating somebody, like a relative getting out of prison?
No, is that a proper time to throw a party?
Yeah.
When somebody gets out of the can?
Of course, it's too late for them to get a cake or a file on it, but that doesn't matter.
You know what? That's not the... I got to ask you, though, Bob. Being in the restaurant business as you were, does a remodel to the business, if you're keeping the same food, like Burger King's doing with the Whopper, does that help or hurt?
I think people like to see a clean restaurant. Certainly, new fixtures and everything add to that, but I think cleanliness is what people like to see when they go to the restaurant.
Do you think this is what's happened to Burger King? Have you noticed that Burger King fell off during the pandemic?
I don't know about the pandemic, but the one close to me got kind of dirty, you know, and it just got very old and worn looking, and looked like it wasn't being kept up properly, you know, so certainly a remodel would have been a good thing for it.
Well, the thing that I don't understand... Well, when I read this story, the thing that mystified me was, now clearly the Whopper has been around for more than 40 years now, maybe more than 50 years at this point. Most people have had Whoppers or know what they taste like. So will the configuration of the restaurant make people fall in love with the Whopper again, which is what the headline said?
It might help bring them in. You know, I think they need to bring the people in and get them reacquainted, maybe, but to be redecorating might be part of that.
Well, I tell you, the one in...
I know when my son and I, we'd go out scout camping or something like that, we'd always have to bring our first night meal. We always stop and pick up a couple of Whoppers. I mean, that was our tradition.
Well, the one in Marion here on Route 95, the big issue that I am always aware of, because I do like the Whoppers, is that McDonald's is busy, but they do move you quickly through. Burger or Wendy's is always busy. They move you through pretty quickly, but I like I said, I think Wendy's has the best food. The problem is the times I've been to Burger King, whether the line is long or short, it takes forever to get through the line, and that always dawns on my head. It has nothing to do with the food, and I'm not going inside the restaurant, so it has nothing to do with the configuration of the restaurant. It's just the time frame.
I think that they're flame broiling. It takes a little bit longer, but I think it's worth it.
So how's the fruitcake pizza coming? Because we're all getting excited about that.
We've got it. We're working primarily on the soaked fruit, but now we've got like my frost and everything, and maybe if Linda can buy for a visit, we'll stop in as well and give everybody a little sample.
Well, the holidays are coming up. You know, I was thinking it's September 13th, so 90 days from now will be December 13th.
Right.
Not far off. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Bob.
And just real quick, I want to throw my two cents worth to everybody listening. You know, you're talking about the robots taking the orders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm against that as well. You know, I go there, I want to see people. You know, I don't want the robot telling me I can't have extra pickles or something like that. I don't know.
Well, the only thing I can think where this would be a plus is if you pull up, because now, if you go to McDonald's now, the automated thing comes on, because I think it's part of their questionnaire where it says, are you a rewards member? And sometimes you say no or you say yes, but then nobody comes on the line for like 5 minutes. So I'm thinking, does the automated person come on right away and take your order? I don't know how that works, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't come on, I'd just drive off. You know, I mean, I don't mind maybe dealing with a robot through the drive-thru or something like that, but when you go inside, you know, to talk to the people or whatever, you want to talk to the people, not the head robot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that out just to see how that works. Because I'm not sure. I don't want anybody to lose their job, but I'm just curious of how this whole thing would work. What if you make an order and then you say, well, no, I want a large soda. Well, what does the robot know how to interpret that?
I mean, they're already losing their job. That's what the robots are for, is to get rid of the cheap labor.
It's an interesting time. Well, hey, thanks, Bob.
All
right, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Now, that was in regard to a call we got earlier today that apparently the McDonald's here in Marion on Main Street is a prototype store. And apparently one of the drive-thru lanes now has a robot taking your order. But I don't know how that works. Has anybody been over to the McDonald's on Main Street and dealt with the robot in the drive-thru? I don't know. Can the robot fix orders that are not right? Can it take coupons? Can it does it come on right away so you don't have to wait in line? Is that one of the reasons they're doing it? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's the question. 740-751-4038. And our other question this morning in our Family Feud game here, name a reason to celebrate with a party. Now we've got graduation, wedding, holiday, and anniversary. Now there is still one left on this list. And the hint, as I said, is number two is a wedding. Now, if you have a wedding party, what is another type of a party that you might have in that same time frame that would be a cause for celebration? Not necessarily the wedding party, but something else. What kind of party would you have near wedding time? Some people out there must have had this type of party. 740-751-4038. Reason to celebrate with a party is the Family Feud question here this morning. We've got graduation, wedding, holiday, and anniversary. What is our missing answer? 740-751-4038. Also, what do you make of Burger King and their remodels coming up? What do you think of fireworks in Marion? Good or bad idea? Being let off by just regular citizens, not trained professionals? Any information on the Meyer gas station being closed? Does anybody know how long it will be closed? And has anybody ever gotten in touch with Lee so he can get in touch with Ted Jolliffe? Those are the questions on the table at this particular point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, here comes a call. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bachelor party for the guy or a shower for the bride?
You know, yeah, bachelor and bachelorette party, number three on the list. You know, are those still things people do?
I don't know.
You know, I wondered. I wondered because I thought, you know, that seems like an obvious choice. But I wonder
I never had a bachelorette party. I had wedding showers, but I'm old.
Well, now, what is the difference between a bachelor party and a wedding shower?
Wedding shower is that you're at someone's home and you have cake and cookies, and I guess the bachelorette party would be going out to a bar or something like that.
Well, it's interesting because I know a lot of people have baby showers, but I've even heard less and less of that being talked about in recent years. So I don't know if people still have baby showers anymore.
It's been a long time, Scott. Don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yes, it was the old bachelorette party. So our list is finally done in that particular category. Reasons people would have a party. It would be graduation, wedding, bachelor, bachelorette party, holiday, and anniversary. All right. Let's move on to the next category here, 45 minutes past the hour. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Five big answers here. I'm sure we've all been grounded from time to time, so this is kind of a pertinent question. Name a reason your parents would ground you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason your parents would ground you. Now, I'm looking at this particular list, and of the five answers we have here, I would say that all of these are probably pretty common answers, to be honest with you. Name a reason your parents would ground you. Five big answers here. 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour here. WWGH. Time. You know, I swear at some point this morning, I am going to find Lee's correct number and give him a call and try to figure out if he has gotten back with Ted Jolliffe. Do want to remind people again that the Marion County Hall of Fame is honoring Mary Ellen Withrow into the Hall of Fame, October 2nd, 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $35. This event will take place at All Occasions Catering, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. You have to purchase your tickets before this coming Friday, September the 16th at 4 p.m. No tickets will be sold at the door. If you would like tickets, call the Marion County Historical Society at 740-387-4255. 740-387-4255, all occasions catering. And by the way, that will be Mary Ellen Withrow Day, her birthday, Sunday, October the 2nd at 5 p.m. And I'm guessing the reason that they want you to purchase your ticket before this coming Friday is because there probably will be food, being at all occasions catering. I'm guessing that's what that's all about. Although, I do not know for sure. I can't be totally sure on that one. 49 minutes past the hour here. WGH Radio time. The Family Feud category this morning. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. A reason why your parents would ground you. Five big answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Reason your parents would ground you. Maybe all the listeners this morning were good angels. You know, the other day, I was talking about this last week. We talked about, what is it? I think he's a rapper. Post Malone. Apparently, I don't know if he's already come or is coming to Columbus. I think Nationwide Arena, somebody said at one point. And I had never heard this name in my life. Never heard this name. Never heard any of the music from Post Malone. And then we had somebody call in who said they were going to go to the Post Malone concert. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, I heard somebody mention Post Malone on, I think it was Password, on NBC, the Jimmy Fallon version of Password. So now I'm hearing this name pop up more often. But I don't know. I listened to one of the songs, and I can't even remember which song that I listened to. But to be honest with you, I don't know if this is somebody that I would get into. Post Malone. And I don't know how, if it's such a big performer, that I had not heard the name. Now, I'll tell you, there are people who you know, whose music I don't necessarily like, but I hear the name, I know who they are, because their name comes up a lot. Because they're famous these days. I had never heard the name Post Malone. So I'm kind of still confused on what the appeal of Post Malone is, especially after listening to the music. After I heard the music, I'm really shocked on the popularity or why anybody would want to listen to Post Malone. Not that it's a bad thing. Not saying that it's bad, I just don't know what his appeal is. If somebody knows, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or you can let me know when is this going on in Columbus at Nationwide Arena. If it has gone on already, did it draw a big crowd? I have no idea. Is there more to Post Malone than just him? Does he have, like, a group? I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 52 coming up on 53 minutes past the hour here. WGH Radio time. And also, again, Family Feud questions still out there this morning. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. A reason why your parents would ground you. Five answers on the board. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A reason your parents would ground you. And again, also looking to hear if Lee ever got in touch with Ted Jolliffe. Because I don't want to be known as the person who did not relay the message. But as you can clearly tell, I do not have Lee's phone number. So, kind of out of luck on that one. Name a reason your parents would ground you. 740-751-4038. I'm also kind of interested to know, has anybody been over to McDonald's on Main Street and been through the robot who apparently takes your order now in one of the lanes over at McDonald's on Main Street? Now, people this morning who have called in seem to feel that that is not a very good idea. Not a good idea, job-wise, to have these robots coming in. But how efficient are these robots? See, that's the question. I wonder if when you're talking to a robot, because there's a lot that goes into ordering at McDonald's. They want to know if you have the rewards, if you don't have the rewards. The orders constantly change. I mean, how many times have we been in the car and you're in the car with somebody and you say, well, what do you want? And they go, well, I want a hamburger, but no ketchup, extra pickle, so on and so forth, cheese. Well, is the robot going to interpret all that correctly? And I know a lot of things with robots are based upon voice recognition. Well, what if you don't have a clear voice for whatever reason? You know, there are a lot of people who just have soft voices. A lot of people who have loud voices. A lot of people who might have some kind of speech impediment. Now, is the robot good enough to recognize all of that? I don't know. Has anybody been through a line over there and seen how this went? Like I say, the only plus I can see in this particular thing, the robot at McDonald's, is if it comes on automatically. Because then you wouldn't have to wait in line. Because there are some times that the person's busy inside the restaurant and they cannot immediately come on the speaker. So I'm kind of interested to know if it automatically kicks on. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any news on the robot running the line over at McDonald's on Main Street? Still have a Family Feud question going here with less than 4 minutes to go this morning in the program. Name a reason your parents would ground you. Name a reason your parents would ground you. 740-751-4038. We do not have any answers in this particular category as of yet. Name a reason your parents would ground you. 57 minutes past the hour. I'll tell you, we got a lot of feedback yesterday on the interview I did with the gentleman from the Old Farmer's Almanac, Tim Goodwin, the associate editor of the 2023 Old Farmer's Almanac. People wanted to know what the weather was going to be like for the upcoming year, the winter of 2023. It's going to be cold and snowy is what we hear. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You came in home late.
Let's see here. Not came in late, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not came in home late. although there are some similar to that. That's not a bad guess at all. 58 minutes past the hour here. Name a reason your parents would ground you. Five big answers on the board. 2 minute warning here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a reason your parents would ground you. And I would imagine most people, as I said, have been involved in these things. Now, yesterday, when we talked to the Old Farmer's Almanac associate editor, we also learned that next summer looks as if it's going to be dry and hot, which is a little different than what we had this summer. So I think people will be glad to hear that. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Okay, do want to let everybody know you can listen live on the website. You can also get archived shows on the website by going to wwgh1071.com. You can also download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, absolutely free, and search WWGH. Listen to us anywhere in the world on any device. Smart telephone, smart TV, Alexa, Google Dot, computer, laptop, any of those things. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to keep going until I hit one. You snuck out?
Snuck out is on the list, absolutely.
And the robot sucks. I tried it one time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.
We're talking to
the legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
Another associate will help you, and then a human gets on there.
So not a good experience.
You make sure that before he went on there the first time.
All right, we're out of time. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.